Well, hi everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And I've conquered the guy. I found him. I hunted the world. I've been to Atlanta, Georgia. I've been to Florida. I went up to the East Coast a little bit, and I tracked him down. Fish Fishburne, welcome to the program.
I'm here, baby. I wish I were in Finland. The weather's about the same there as it is in Newark, New Jersey. What am I doing living up north?
Well, I don't know. You know, I've tracked you across the country. You know, you lived there with Team Grandma there in Atlanta, Georgia. Then you moved to Florida. And now New Jersey. How in the world did you end up there?
It's all about the women, Terry, and I have met the girl of my dreams. She lives up there in Jersey, which is, by the way, where our reigning champion, Michael Iaconelli from the Classic, is living. And not that I get to fish with him very much, but it's kind of neat that we had a northern boy win the Classic. All these southern hillbillies down south looking up there going, wow, those boys know how to catch them, even in the snow.
Well, that's right. You know, the only thing is we have to use heavier lures this time of year, and when you're a Yankee, you have to do that. But, you know, you've been through kind of a last several weeks of a little bit of a change to the old Fish Fishburne routine. For a while, we didn't know if you were going to be around.
Well, I didn't either. You know, Terry, it's a long, drawn-out story, but I think we can surmise it very, very simply. It was basically trying to cut my schedule back, and by that I mean reducing the number of days I spend in an airplane, in an airport, in a rental car, on the road, at the events. And man, I'll tell you, I spoke to Bill Dance about 15 years ago, and I've had a great relationship with Bill ever since. But it was so interesting. What he told me was, Terry, that the longer you're in this business, the sport and the realm of bass fishing, and all the diversified angles that are within that, he said the more you're in it, the longer you're in it, the harder it gets and the more you have to travel. And I said, Billy boy, you gotta be pulling my chain, Daddy. I said, take those sunglasses off. Does he ever take his sunglasses off? My guess is no. But I told him, Billy, you gotta be kidding me. I said, it's got to get easier. You fish, you make some money, you get some sponsors, you tour, it's got to be grand. And he said, man, it just gets more and more complex. And that's what happened. You know, ESPN, what a fantastic company. What a great group of guys trying to push and build the initiative to get more people involved in our great sport of fishing, not just freshwater. Step aside from bass for a second. Man, the Redfish events with the Redfish Cup that JM and Associates are producing for ESPN2, phenomenal opportunity for guys to do the crossover, get in the salt water, go to the coast, enjoy the sun and fun. But that being said, I was on the road an extensive amount. Now, ESPN was under the assumption that every year the sport grows, the events grow. I mean, you can see that in 1986, the first year that I wet a line with BASF, there were six events, Terry, six total events and a Bassmasters Classic, and from that, the numbers have grown. They've doubled, they've doubled, they've doubled. We're up to an event almost every weekend somewhere. And if you fish the other trail, FLW, you know, these guys that are fishing both, first of all, they need to be mentally evaluated. There's no way you can be on the road that much, I think, and have the success rate. Yeah, you know, you're a Van Dam. You're a Brower, you're a Klein, you're a Nixon. Okay. Founding fathers of the sports and the guys who dedicate more than their lives to it. All right, they're the exception to the rule. The Michael Jordans of the sport. But that's what happened, man. I was on the road nonstop. So we were at negotiations and we were talking, hey, Fish, we need you on the road over 40 weeks. And I'm going, whoop, hold on. Have I told you I'm in love? And Terry, you know, you have to stop and you have to look at your life. I'm 38, and I'm not saying I'm old, but I've been in the game 20 years. I mean, stop and think about that. I was 18 when I started. My grandmother was the founding support. She's doing great, by the way. What a cool cat. She lives in Atlanta, and we talk usually about twice a week now about the business and the sport and what's going on, but Grandma said, what are you going to do? And so I stepped aside. I told them I couldn't travel that much. They were looking to fill a job, and I stepped aside. I resigned. Interesting. The first time I've been unemployed in a long time for 12 days. And I want you to know, I did apply at a local hardware store, at Chick-fil-A. My gosh, those sandwiches are delightful. Have you had one lately?
Well, I like the pickles on them myself.
The pickles are to die for. And I didn't get hired. But you know what? If they call me, there's always a negotiation with Chick-fil-A. I will work for food, Terry.
Well, you can have a fallback that way, you know.
You know what? We talked about that. Grandma said, for heaven's sakes, what are you going to do? And I said, Grandma, it's going to be cool. We'll figure something out. And then the phone rang, and ESPN decided, let's talk about this. Let's really stop and look at the number of days involved. They're great, Terry. They came back to me. We looked at the calendar. We X'd a few days here. We X'd a few days there. They understood my position, and we worked it out, and for the benefit of everyone and the support. You know what? I want to take a second. I know you've got a bunch of questions that I'm going to probably lie about, but the support that this industry has given me is unsurpassed. The telephone rang for 6 or 7 days, including the weekend, while an event was going on in Leesburg, and I had everybody in this industry call me, including Ray Scott. And Ray was like, boy, what in the world is going on? I said, Ray, baby, how you been? You know, he has about 3,700 cowboy hats, and none of them fit. But that's neither here nor there. It was just an interesting, fun pouring out of support. And, you know, Terry, you guys doing interviews with me, giving me a chance to discuss the sport, a few times we've worked together. People like you and the media, George McNeely at BASS, and Jamie, his assistant there, putting forth the effort to let the people know what's going on. And I know you guys had some great responses on the website. Gasmaster did as well. So it's all worked out. And I guess the thing that's so interesting is, am I going to be bored when I'm not traveling? That's what I have to evaluate.
Well, you can use that time for buying, you know, candy for your girlfriend and flowers and, you know, get out and do something for her.
Oh, I will make a statement that I am probably in the top 10 most romantic men, not in the United States, Terry. We're talking worldwide, Daddy.
You got it.
I am big time romance. And this young lady's mom told her about my romantic endeavors and said that Oprah Winfrey was in fact looking for and doing interviews to have the most romantic men in America on her show. I want you to know that I declined. Well, however, I do love Celine Dion. And if you just think that's my feminine side talking, Terry, you're completely wrong. The woman has got some pipes, baby. Man, she sounds good. I went and saw her in Vegas, took my lady friend. We got up there. She says, you really like her, don't you? Well, that's because I know every word to the Titanic. But I'm back on track, baby. I'm going to do the events this year. I'm going to be doing some Bassmaster television, going to be doing Bassmaster radio on ESPN. Going to be doing the E50 events that are coming up. We'll talk about those in a second. Just a lot of stuff going on in the industry. And look at bass fishing, man. Like I said, go back 10, 15, 20 years ago, things turned upside down, the participation. Incredible, Terry.
Well, I got to talk here. You know, we're going to do a two-parter here, and we've got about the first part of the first part done.
I can't shut up.
Well, you're amazing. You know, I'm sitting here. I got about a 10-minute deal here, and the energy level is just completely out of sight.
I'm fired up.
Well, that's good. Well, we're glad you are. We're going to come back, and we're going to actually talk about fishing on the second part of this thing. You know, we had, and I want to make sure I mention this, we had actually more response than we've ever had on BassFan.com about you leaving. We're going to talk about that in the second part, Fish.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.